what's the cause? Now summer's gone and my life moves on. Through heavy eyes looking for the dawn, and my days are gone so far away. Seems like I've dreamed most all my life. I tried to fight, live life so right. Those broken dreams are all I have. When I think back, I feel so sad. I feel so sad. Summer's gone and my life moves on. Through heavy eyes looking for the dawn, and my days are gone so far away.
Two tracks from Paul Saunders from his new CD. The CD is called It's About Time. We just heard Broken Dreams and Gypsy Queen. You are listening to Cha-Cha John Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca, which is where you got to go if you want to hear something again, or if you missed something and want to hear it for the first time, go to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, and find the show on the handy calendar that's right there. Find the date of the show you want, because they're up there for several weeks, and just download it. We don't need access to your device. We don't need to get access to your photos or your location. We don't need to know who your friends are. None of that nonsense. There's nothing invasive going on. We have no adware, malware, spyware, none of that kind of nonsense, because it's just a simple MP3. Take it and enjoy it at your leisure. We're going to squeeze in one more here on the new release deck, and it's going to be a new trio. It's from EJ Kite. That's K-I-G-H-T. And she's a singer, songwriter, entertainer with a new acoustic record called The Trio Sessions. And it just came out. It actually came out in May in Nashville, Tennessee. And she's formed this acoustic trio after being in a band and doing a solo artist. She put this together back in 2018 with people that she's really been playing with for years and years and years. People that she grew up with, you know, because she comes from a musical family. Her mom sang in the church and was offered a gospel recording contract, but turned it down to stay home. And when she was four, She started singing at one of her mom's rehearsals and got to do a solo in church the next day. And, well, everything snowballed from there. Her uncle gave her a guitar. Her grandma taught her how to play it. And she's been doing that kind of thing ever since. A few months before the pandemic, though, she and her trio, they are Gary Porter, a percussionist and drummer, and guitarist Ken Wynn. They were in a recording studio expecting to release a new acoustic recording by that spring. They had been touring as a trio for about a year before going into the studio. And, of course, COVID shut the world down. So she had to take a step back from everything and figure out what how to handle this, the same as everybody did. So not able to tour, she turned her attention to one of her other loves, her pet goats. And she got a successful summer release of a first children's book called Things I've Learned from a Goat. And once the book was out, then she set about finishing up the new record. And we're going to listen to two tracks from this CD. We have, it's the first one will be You Just Don't Get It, which is, she says she had a ball writing that with Johnny Neal, who is from the Allman Brothers. Said, I had the tune in my head and started playing it for him, and we almost immediately came up with this song about a hard-headed man. I could just hear Gary Porter playing his drum part on it. We call it the drum song. And we're also going to hear after that, well, this one was the first single that was released from the song, released from the CD, and actually was even out on a on video. It's called Burned. She says, I put the capo way down on the neck of my guitar and started doodling on it and came up with this tune. Being in the blues has taught me to tell it like it is, and I wanted to tell the truth from the male or female perspective about learning things the hard way. I took the idea to Tom Horner, and we finished it, and I've been burned before. I ain't going to touch that stove again. We call it the stove song. So here's Easy Kite, and You Just Don't Get It.
Against the wall, you've been paying no attention, no attention at all. I don't know what I gotta do. I've been trying so hard to get through to you. I'm tired of things ending up the same. I ain't no good at playing a losing game. Don't you know it's high time that you hit the road? It's the last time I'm telling you to go. You lied to me, can't believe you did it. I'm saying goodbye, but you just don't get it. You've always been a hard-headed man. What part of goodbye don't you understand? Don't you know that the good is gone? Now it's time for you to move on. I'm tired of things ending up the same. I ain't no good at playing a losing game. Don't you know it's high time that you hit the road? It's the last time I'm telling you to go. You lied to me, can't believe you. But you just don't get it. Don't you know it's high time that you hit the road? It's the last time I'm telling you to go. You lied again, can't believe you did it. I'm saying goodbye, but you just don't get it. It's high time that you hit the road. It's the last time I'm telling you to go. You lied to me, can't believe you did it. I'm saying goodbye, but you just don't get it. It's high time. Last time, high time, last time,
data are data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Hey, this is Layla Zoe, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, C-K-U-T-F-M. All right.
Ain't gonna touch that stove again. I've been burned before. Ain't gonna touch that stove again. Don't know where I'll be going, but I sure know where I've been. There's an old flame still burning for one who was untrue. There's an old flame still burning for one who was untrue. I need to put out that fire. Need to find somebody new. I feel like a book of matches. Maybe I should strike again. Hope I'll find a new spark just around the bend. But I know where there's smoke, there's fire, and it can be a danger zone. When it comes to true love, seems I'm accident prone. Touch that stove again. Oh, I've been burned before. Ain't gonna touch that stove again. Don't know where I'll be going, but I sure know where I've been. I sure know where I've been. Oh, 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 oh.
And that was E.G. Kite and Burned. Before that, we heard You Just Don't Get It, both taken from her new CD, The Trio Sessions, available now on Blue South Records. You're listening to Cha 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 and Blue on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. What do you say we take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects, starting with the births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, so you'll be forewarned when things pop up on Facebook and say, oh, this is anniversary, that anniversary. You say, yeah, yeah, I knew about that. I heard it Sunday night. Let's see. So birthdays today, the 27th of June, we have Doc Pomus, born 1925 in Brooklyn, New York. Johnny Big Moose Walker, born 1927 in Stoneville, Mississippi. Made his home up here for several years. And you can catch him on Junior Wells, on early CDs with Junior Wells. And I think on Chicago Blues Today, or was it the Alligator Series? Oh, yeah, he's on the Alligator Series. A couple of people who passed on this date. We had Jackie Washington back in 2009. She was 89 years old. And soul man Bobby Womack passed in 2014. He was 70. On the 28th now, birthdays for David Honey Boy Edwards, born 1915 in Shaw, Mississippi. And Lester Flatt, one half of the duo of Lester Flatt and the Earl Scruggs, born 1914 in Overton City, Tennessee. And the 28th marks the passing of Grace Brim, drummer and harmonicist, played with her husband John Brim. Passed in 1999 at the age of 75. And jazz guitar great Howard Roberts passed in 1992 at the age of 62. Let's see, moving to the 29th, we have a birthday for Michael Hill. Michael Hill's a blues mob, of course, Alligator recording artist. Born 1952 down in the Bronx. Garland Jeffries, born in 1943 in Brooklyn, New York. Evelyn Champagne King, born 1960 down in the Bronx. And Little Eva, you know her, of course, from The Locomotion, born 1943 in Belhaven, North Carolina. And a couple of people who passed on the 29th, we had Juke Boy Bonner, passed in 1978. He was 46 years old. Libba Cotton, Elizabeth Cotton, passed in 1987. She was 96 years old. And Lowell George of Little Feet, passed in 1979. He was 34 years old when he died of an accidental drug overdose. One of my very favorite bands, Little Feet, and a unique slide player, too. Spent some time with Frank Zappa's band and Weasels With My Flesh, and a few other CDs, Hot Rats and things. When he came and proposed Willin', that was too much for Frank, and it wasn't the kind of stuff they wanted to do with his drug-taken cowboy songs. And so he suggested he go and get his own band going. And that's exactly what he did. Then became Little Feet. Frank says he actually even introduced him to most of those people. Also passed on that day was Leroy Washington. Know him, of course, a pretty famous tune, Wild Cherry. He passed in 1966. He, too, was only 34 years old. He suffered from very high blood pressure, and he had a heart attack after a strenuous club gig. Let's see. Also, I'm moving on the 30th now of June, birthday for bass legend Stanley Clark, born 1951 in Philadelphia. Lena Horne, born 1917 in Brooklyn. Folk hero Dave Van Ronk, born 1936 down in Brooklyn. Phyllis Hyman, born 1995 in Manhattan. Moving to the 1st of July, she was born, she passed in 1995, this is supposed to be in italics, and it's not. See, I think I made a mistake here. She passed in 1995, she was 45 years old. 1st of July, birthday for my buddy Zydeco Elvis, Al, happy birthday, Al. Dan Aykroyd's birthday, is also born 1952 in Ottawa. Delaney Bramlett, born 1939 in Pontotoc City, Mississippi. Chubby Carrier, born 1967 in Lafayette, Louisiana. And James Cotton, born that day as well, in 1935 in Tunica, Mississippi. We had Willie Dixon's birthday that day, born 1915 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And it's obviously one of the big giants of the blues. He just wrote so many classic tunes. Scott Dunbar, also born 1904, Deer Park Place, Mississippi. Syl Johnson, born 1936 in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Paul Wine Jones, another Fat Possum recording artist, born 1946 in Flora, Mississippi. Well, this is all this on the 1st of July. That's incredible. Clarence Spady, he just released a new CD, born 1961 in Paterson, New Jersey. Chris Strachwitz from Our Hooli Records, born 1931 in Germany. And several people, of course, also passed on the 1st. We had reggae, the Crown Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown, passed in 1999. He was 42 years old. Lawrence Hammonds of Hammond Keyboards, born, passed in 1973 at the age of 78. Michael Cub Coda, passed in 2000. He was 51 years old. Of course, you know him from Brownsville Station, smoking in the boys' room, things like that. He was also in Hound Dog Taylor's band for a while. And on June 30th in 2000, while promoting his new album, he became ill, and he was recovering from kidney disease, which required dialysis. And unfortunately, he passed away. Wolfman Jack also passed away on the 1st of July back in 1995. He was 57 years old. Let's see. We had on the 2nd of July, birthday for Mississippi John Hurt, born 1892 in Mississippi. Peter Lee, the producer and ex-editor of Living Blues, born 1960 in South Africa. Pianist Gene Taylor, born 1952 in Tyler, Texas. And a couple of people who passed on the 2nd. Ray Brown passed in 2002 at the age of 75. And Eddie Cleanhead Vincent passed in 1988. He was 70 years old. Then on the 3rd of July, we have a birthday for Paul Barrera of Little Feet, born 1948 in Burbank. Fontella Bass, born 1940 in St. Louis, Missouri. Jimmy DeLane, the son of Paul Jimmy Rogers, born 1965 down in Chicago. Annie Raines plays harmonica with Paul Rochelle, born 1969 down in Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Lonnie Smith, born 1942 in Buffalo, New York. I was going to play him, but I just played him a couple of weeks ago. He just had a great version of Sunshine Superman with Iggy Pop on vocals. Lavelle White, born 1929 in Amity, Louisiana. And a couple of people who passed on the 3rd of July. We had Johnny Clyde Copeland, the father of Shamika Copeland, passed in 1997. He was 60 years old. Brian Jones of the Stones passed in 1969. He was 27. From Mississippi, Fred McDowell passed in 1972 at the age of 68. Jim Morrison passed in 1971. He was also 27. And Boots Randolph, you know him, of course, Yakety Yak, Yakety Sax, born, passed in 2007 at the age of 80. Other events from the week, on the 27th of June, 1940, Memphis Mini recorded Ma Rainey. Did that in Chicago for the OK label. You know, I'm going to throw this one in. 1968, 27th of June, Albert King recorded Blues Power live at the Fillmore in San Francisco. He did it again in 1971, also on the 27th of June, but this time it was for the last show ever to take place in Bill Graham's Fillmore East in New York City. 28th of June, 1928, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five recorded the classic West End Blues. Let's see, it was in 1968, and during this week as well, Aretha Franklin was featured on the cover of Time magazine. 30th of June, 1958, Willie and the Handjive by Johnny Otis entered the top 40 charts, and it was that day that the Fillmore West in San Francisco closed its doors as well. 1st of July, 1939, a dwarf playing under the name of Little Buddy Doyle recorded Slick Capers Blues in Memphis, Tennessee, and did that for Columbia Records. I don't know if dwarf is, that's the way it was described originally in this little history item. I don't know if that's still an acceptable term. I don't know. A little person playing under the name Little Buddy Doyle. Let's see, in 1941, on the 1st of July, Peter Clayton recorded Black Snake Blues and the Moonshine Man Blues. He had Robert Lockwood Jr. on guitar, and did that in Chicago for Columbia Records. It's 1957, the 1st of July. Front page Billboard article stated, "Good music may be making a comeback on the bestseller charts, but rock and roll discs continue to dominate the pop market." Ah, those lousy rock and rollers. 2nd of July, 1956, Elvis Presley recorded Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel. He was under contract there to RCA Victor. And on the 3rd of July, 1941, Cab Calloway and his orchestra recorded the classic St. James Infirmary, and they did that for the OK label. Let's commemorate some of these events with some music, and to start things off, let's go back to Memphis, Tennessee, 1939. And here is Little Buddy Doyle and Slick Capers Blues.
Thank you. been gone a trigger. You've been gone a nut. Just keep on cutting them old funny cables you cut. Oh, just the devil. Oh, get your tricks on day. Ah, just the cables, mama gone. Get your tricks on day. Every time I come in, mama, find you in your gown, how tangled up, and you're cutting all down. Oh, you're sick, Gibbon. Don't get your tricks someday. La, 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 ah, you're sick, Gibbon, I'm gone. Don't get your tricks someday. Everything I see when I enter the door, we're down on a bed in a bowl of water in the floor. Oh, you're sick, dear mama. Don't get your tricks someday. Ah, you're sick, dear mama. Don't get your tricks someday.
Ah. to clean it. Just because my head is bald. Folks call me Mr. Cleanhead. Just because my head is bald. But with the stuff that I use, I don't need no hair at all. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. But I've been hugged, kissed, and petted till all my hair was rubbed away. When it starts to getting wetter, my head gets kind of cold. I try to grow a little hair, but I can't to save my soul. When it starts to get in summer, I get such a pretty tan. You can hear all the women holler, where can I find that clean head man? Yes, they call me Mr. Clean Head. Cause I've been bald a long, long time. But I don't need to worry. You get yours, and brother, you know I'll get
Slim, the tell the razor toting Jim, the tell the butcher knife toting Nanny, the tell fast talking Fanny. Are we gonna pitch a ball down to the Legion Hall? We gonna romp and trump till midnight, we gonna fuss and fight till daylight. We gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. All ball and throw a mess. We're gonna break down all the windows and gonna tear down all the doors. We gonna pick you wang dang doodle all night.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
Take the little baby that's laying in the cradle. He can't get that milk bottle fast enough. He go to kicking and crying and going on tearing up the little baby bed. He got the blues. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
You take this girl that's got this mane squeeze. That's her boyfriend, that is, you know. And he just bought a brand new GTO. You know she want to be with him every time he cranks it up and go around the corner to the soda fountain. This is why she want to go and show it off where all the guys and gals be. You know what I mean? And she get ready to go out this particular night, and her mother said, "Daughter, you was just out last night. You can't go out tonight. That's too many nights in a row." She go in the room and fasten the door and won't answer the phone, won't eat, won't talk to nobody. She got the blues. That's what's wrong with her. Some people call them the reds, the pinks. When you get through, it's the old-fashioned country blues. That's right. I ain't seen my main squeeze in 10 long weeks today. You know I got the blues. Can you dig it? The blues.
And when you're doing the blues, they're so strong, that's really their name. They call them blues power. Yeah. And would you believe I invented blues power? Can you dig the blues power? Let everybody say yeah. Say it again, say yeah.
And that's Clarence Beatty from his newest CD, Surrender, and If My Life Was a Book. Before that, the classic Blues Power Live from Albert King. Wang Dang Doodle from the Willie Dixon Orchestra. We heard Cleanhead Blues from Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. We're in 1941 with Peter Clayton's Black Snake Blues. And we went back to 1939 for Little Buddy Doyle's Slick Capers Blues. Hey, here's some of the shows cooking around on your computer screen these days. Let's see, of course, it's Sunday, so Peter Micah did his show earlier. I guess, you know, things are going to get started normal again, so you expect to see them in the clubs pretty soon, I think. I think the Barfly has got to be opening up. We're all going green this week. They're still doing the Cowboy Night from the Wheel Club on every Monday night, so you can check that out. Kicks off around 8 o'clock. Let's go check out the Wheel Club's Facebook page. Also on Mondays, you get Patrick Hutchison doing his thing. On his Facebook page, of course. And J.P. LeBlanc does his Session Blues, Monday Blues Sessions from New Brunswick. So check out J.P. LeBlanc's Facebook page as well. On Tuesdays, Mindy Hebert does a thing from hers. Mindy Hebert from Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers. Always has interesting guests along. And, of course, Alec McElkern is doing his thing as well. You know him from Paul Delorier's band, from The Associates, and from his solo gigs. Edwin Orion Brownell does his thing as well, and you can catch him every Saturday, and he does his from his Facebook page as well. And I noticed that Junior Brown was back in on Saturday as well. Junior and Tanya Ray Brown are doing their thing as well. And then there's, of course, some of the one-offs that show up. And we've got a few shows here coming up on Wednesday. There's an homage, a jam, an homage to Raymond Boomer Loyer. It's at Duffy's. Duffy's got their jam back. Look at that. And that's at 1060 Schmeheron in Dorval. And the hosts for this jam are the Papa Sons, Martin Petit on the voix, George Papafilis on guitar, Bill Tim on the bass. He's subbing for Yves Maltais, and Dan Vezina on the drums. That's on Wednesday, June 30th. That's Duffy's. Also on Wednesday, Pat Loisel doing a Facebook Live event from the Wheel Club, and you can catch that as well. Thursday is Canada Day. You can catch Derek Falls live. He's going to be at Smoke Meat Pete, so there's a live gig. Live gig alert. Thursday, J.P. LeBlanc and Mario Olive at the Bathurst Marina on Canada Day, and that's free on Facebook. Coming up July 2nd, Don Tyler Watson at 7 o'clock. Don Tyler Watson at the Upstairs Bar, and you can catch that. They're back again open as well. I saw that he posted that, you know, he was would have been watching the hockey game, but they're back in business, and that was even more exciting for him, and I can understand that. Let's see, there's two shows for Don coming up on the 2nd, 7 o'clock show and a 9:30 show. At Upstairs Bar on Mackay. Let's see, coming up on Friday, another event live from the Wheel Club, Freedom Bell. After that, we go way down the list, so there's way down in the dates. And that's about it. So let's end the evening off here with a little something. You can, as I said, you can catch Pat Loisel from the live from the Wheel Club. And here he is live from your radio from his CD, Sonny Boy Gumbo's Blues. Here he is. And this is Dreaming of My Cheesecake. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
My cheesecake in the morning, got to have some cheesecake late at night. I need my cheesecake in the morning, need some cheesecake late at night. If I don't have my cheesecake once a day, don't you know I just don't feel right. I love my cheesecake, 'cause it's so soft and sweet. I love my cheesecake, 'cause it's so soft and sweet. and it's just bursting with flavor, just like Pierre loves to eat. Flavor, boys, start with cheese A's just right. If you want the finest flavor, boys, start with cheese just A's just right. It'll make you feel so good, you'll want the cheesecake every night. Ce sucre-là. Oh, je veux que tu me dises, petite fille, où t'as pris tout ce sucre-là. Oh, ça devait être en Louisiane. Oh, sur la ferme de ton papa. Play the accordion.
Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. Is I, the capital ZIP Ziplocs, beaming in on Sunday, June the 27th, 2021. And summertime is about to start flowing. Oh, we're looking at St. Jean Baptiste last week. We have Canada Day coming up. We have vibes going on. Next week, I will be in the Queen City. That's right, Toronto. You got me for 2 days. That's right, 2 days. I'll be down there at the Greenport Dispensary. More to come on that. We got the Bud Sisters who'll be dropping in for a little bit of an interview later on tonight. So definitely keep it locked for that. We got DJ Blaster up first. Then, of course, we got DJ Mystical Flex. Has always got them exclusives. And, yo, you know the regular vibe continues on the weekdays. We got my man DJ Blaster, who's going to be serving up for you each and every weekday at noon. on Twitch, man. That's the move. I'm going to be getting back on my Twitch, so follow me. ZIPLOQUASMTL. Yeah, that's how we do. We got to send a big shout-out to Miss Ben. That's right, girl. Happy birthday to you.
You're listening to
Vibes.